Hey, Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. And good morning, everyone.
So today we're chatting about retro tech, which is actually very funny because I have been looking at buying a record player for myself recently. So tell me all about what the old school gadgets that are coming back.
Yeah, it's not funny at all. It's not funny because lots of people are like you. They're going back to the old vinyl. That record player, that Frisbee, as it's been called for about 20 years, when nobody really wanted to play on it. Records are really expensive now. The physical records that you put onto these things and the devices are definitely getting up there in cost. Lots of new interest in it. It's all part of this nostalgia economy, meaning that people, especially when times are a bit tough, which they are at the moment, so two things competing. Times are a bit tough at the moment, and people always go back to what they think is a more romantic, nostalgic time in their lives, and they try and reconnect to that. And the other reality, which is that baby boomers have a whole lot of money. Despite the economy being bad, they have a whole lot of disposable incomes, and they want to recreate their childhood. They want to play with their toys, things they used to have, play with all of that, show it off to people, and just have it back again. Both of those things have fueled an incredible industry that's absolutely worth a fortune moving forward.
Of course, record players is a huge one, but what are some of the other old gadgets and toys that are now worth quite a bit?
There are tons of them, because people have deep pockets for these things. The original iPhone, the absolute first one, just sold for $190,000 at auction. Then you've got things like Super Mario Brothers for devices that were called NES, which are really early computers going back to the 80s. That sold for $2 million. Okay. I mean, how many people would have an NES computer to even play it on? And then one of my favorites is Beanie Babies, because I remember my kids playing with them, and I wish we'd kept them. Some of them have literally, in the last couple of months, sold for $500,000 each. Of course, a particular one that was hard to get and whatever, but $500,000 for a little Beanie Baby. Incredible.
It makes me wonder what current things that we have are going to end up like those Beanie Babies in the future.
Yeah, isn't that always a gamble? We'd love to put it away. It's kind of like buying the right house, knowing it's going to be worth a lot more, or buying the right shares. I'm guessing that there are a few things. Again, if we work on that nostalgia, things that are around now that in 10, 20 years, people have a bit more money and a bit more necessity or desire to play with things they used to have. Those are the things I think are going to come back. So things like the iPhone will continue and I think always be a great way to put away some money and make money down the track. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, things that are used now. Can you imagine in 20 years' time showing that to somebody who's relatively fresh on this planet and getting to play with the PlayStation, with the paddles and everything? Quite extraordinary. Here's a more expensive one. The Tesla Model S, the very first one that came out, I think will be like a Model T Ford. In fact, I'm sure it will be a Model T Ford equivalent, meaning it will be worth a lot of money down the track. Google Glasses, 3D printers, VR headsets, electric scooters are another one that I think we'll also ride, because we're all, those are relatively new, but when we get more and more versions of them, people will hanker and desire to have the older versions back in their hands.
So Christmas is really kind of impending at the moment. What things should we keep an eye on if we want to go back to those nostalgic days?
This is really gift stuffing for people of a baby boomer vintage. Video games are always a great one. They are selling and selling and reselling the old-fashioned video games, the video game players, even pinball machines, if you've got that kind of money around, they're really selling well now. And again, with the potential of being an investment down the track, things like Polaroid cameras. I don't know whether you've seen them around lately, but they're the instant cameras, a thing you click on and pops out the other end, you let it dry a bit. Polaroid cameras have made a really big comeback. New brands are called Polaroid, but owned by new people. Those sorts of things. Vintage markets have definitely risen. Online auctions have gone incredible. Thrift shops are now the place to shop. All of those things now are very, very much in. And I think for a great number of people, not that we're Christmas yet, but would make really good Christmas presents and beyond.
Well, Morris, thank you so much for talking to us about retro gadgets today.
Yeah, thank you, and have a great week, everyone.
Morris Mizzle, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com. This is Albany 783 MMM.